we have raised quite a number of constitutional issues, including a violation of his religious rights, because we are saying ZBC does not offer as much a variety as the DSTV, and if he is forced to not to have a TV, because if they find a TV and you do not have a license, they have the right to also confiscate it. That would violate his religious rights. We obviously also raise the issue of his property being taken without compensation, because taking off that TV because he does not have a ZBC license, in our view, is also unconstitutional.
It seems that under the Broadcasting Services Act, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation has the authority to demand these licensing fees for owners of radio and television sets. But how will you fight against that? Is this
we are saying, you know, the Constitution says that any law that is not compliant with provisions of the Constitution is unconstitutional. So we are saying that those sections that force Zimbabweans to pay a license for ZBC programs when they don't want to listen to ZBC programs are unconstitutional, and that the Constitutional Court should declare them unconstitutional.